Welcome to the GOG Cast, brought to you by XSplit Broadcaster. Simple yet powerful, live streaming and recording. And now, your host, Leah.
Welcome to another Girls on Games podcast. My name is Leah, and I'm your host for this show. This is episode number 160, and we're about a month out from E3 2018. So this show, topic of the show, is going to be all about our predictions for E3 2018. So to get you prepped, just so you know, so you can start coming up with ideas yourselves, you know, and we want to hear those. So make sure you throw us at Twitter and Facebook and Discord and everything your predictions. Each of us are picking five predictions, and then we're going to shout them out, and we're going to keep a tally. And then whoever has the most things right, we'll get a prize and get the glory.
What's the prize?
I'm not telling you yet.
Oh, my God.
And then the person who gets it totally wrong, the worst, gets the booby prize.
Oh. Is it boobies?
No.
Oh.
Not that kind of booby. Sure. Anyways, all right, we're going to get into that. But... of course,
defusal I of want. The situation.
I'm gonna introduce you to the friendly faces or voices around this digital table. Catherine, how you doing?
I'm good.
You ready?
I am ready. I have my five predictions. Probably three of them will never happen, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's
we got
do
high
this.
Hopes here. How about you, Allie? You ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. I'm ready. Simon? How's it going?
It's going really well. I feel like some of mine are like too obvious though. So
That's okay.
I have like three that are really obvious and two that are really out there. So I think it's a good mix of what's happening.
That's good. You know, playing this game when the time comes, you know, it's a betting one. So you want to get some wins in there and then you can shoot for the stars as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. But before we do that, I want to remind you, if you enjoy this show, you can subscribe to us on Apple iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Podbean. We'd love you forever for doing so. All right, it's time to talk about all the games you're playing this week, since now we can actually play the games and get prepared because E3 is coming, and then we're going to get all hyped about those games. So before that, Catherine, what have you been playing?
I finished Far Cry 5.
Yay!
And you
have... Wait. Are we going to talk about this?
No, because Leah's not done, and she's
I just finished Jacob. I got to go and do that and then go after Joseph. I'm, like, going to try tonight to finish it.
Because, we need to have a conversation, because that ending is shit.
Wow.
I'm glad you
agree. In line with pretty much what everyone's been saying on the internet, so it's...
Oh, except for, like, the people who are like, oh, it's so deep and meaningful and,
so good. No, but when it comes to our lizard brains of, like, looking for instant gratification, that
lizard
ending
brains?
Does nothing.
Wow.
Okay.
So, anyway, we're going to talk about it next time around.
Yes, we will.
Once you finish that, we're going to go on a rant.
Okay.
And
I'll prepare myself.
My body is ready. You'll be Randy. Like, the game was great.
Did you just say you'll be Randy?
You'll be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, you said Randy.
You said Randy, too.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Woo, getting all hot and bothered.
Or you'll be Ranty, maybe, is what I wanted to say. Maybe I said Ready and Ranty.
The two together.
Ready and Ranty.
It's not our usual podcast recording. We're a day late. I'm thrown off.
Super
But yeah. Because the game is great, and then I finished it, and I was like, but why? But
okay.
next week we rant.
Okay, next week we rant. I will be ready. Allie, what are you playing?
I'm playing a lot of Conan Exiles at the moment, as well as an undead title that next week we'll be doing a full review on the podcast.
Nice.
So yes, I've been playing Conan Exiles, and in my spare time, I've also been playing State of Decay 2.
Nice!
Yay! So I'm excited to talk to you guys about that and kind of give you my impressions of the game. But yeah, so I've been kind of busy between those two.
I remember you were super hyped about the first one. I remember you kept talking about it.
I mean, I really liked the first game, but every single time I played the first game, I was just like, why is there no multiplayer? And lo and behold, the second one has multiplayer. So more on that next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one for sure. Simon.
Yep.
What games you gaming?
I finished up God of War. Well, finished up. I still have some end game stuff to do. So I have, you know, when you finish, it's not a spoiler, but when you're about to finish the game, you gotta, the last real challenge is to kill all 7 Valkyries and then the Valkyrie Queen. And I'm about 4. Yeah, I have 4 down and the rest are fucking hard. So I'm just grinding on some gear and trying to get better stuff so I can make it the fights a little bit easier. And I've been playing the new Destiny 2 expansion.
Oh, how's that treating you?
Well, it's...
Allie voices her opinion for Simon.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very, very little content. It's really... I think I want to say shorter even than Curse of Osiris. And kind of disappointed in the strikes. They added, you know, new strikes. They added 2 and an extra one for PlayStation. But the thing is that the 2 strikes that are there are just single story mission game, single story mission, single player story mission, played with 2 other people. So they even rehash the audio and everything. It's identical to when you play it alone. And then they said, oh, it's a strike now. Like, what the fuck? And then the actual new strike content is PlayStation exclusive. So that's pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah. It
sounds terrible.
Bungie's and, on the list.
Very.
On the hit list.
Very,
on
very
my
disappointed.
List now.
The hit list or the shit list?
One list.
The One death list?
It's there. They've. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to be, you know, held accountable for anything that could happen in the future. You know, that's what my lawyers tell me to say.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, they've made the list.
Dun dun dun.
It's very sad. You know, all the stuff that they kind of promised would happen, and that they would make it easier to do content and easier to release stuff. And it's like, there's gonna be like no massive sandbox update until fucking September. So
yeah, see, like, and I mean, like, Simon, the one thing we have to keep in mind too is, right, they just had that community summit.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think it was obviously too late to implement anything that the community could have given, you know, feedback on for this expansion. So I'm hoping that anything we see in the future, it's going to be really different. But I, like, just given the track record so far,
yeah, 0 for 2.
I'm very, very, yeah, I'm so apprehensive. And I hate being like that. I hate being pessimistic. I mean, I know I complain a lot on the podcast, but I'm not a naturally negative person. So I would like to see it be successful, but I'm just very, very cautious.
Yeah. It's too bad because, like, again, you know, the environment, the music, you know, everything is really fantastic. The story is kind of lackluster, but that's, you know, not too bad. But I don't know. It's just, there's no content. There's not, very disappointing and sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad
but
face.
That's what I've been playing. I played a little bit, then I'm like, whatever. The story mission got to max level. Like, eh. Who gives a shit?
I feel ya. So yeah, finishing up Far Cry 5, hopefully tonight. I think, and I looked into it, and I think I might actually go and get Red Dead Redemption on my Xbox, the 360 backwards compatible, and replay it, because I feel like it.
Did you ever play it to completion?
Yeah, but I only remember bits and pieces of it. It was so damn long ago.
Okay, how did you force yourself to continue playing through the whole Mexico part?
At that time, I think I was doing it a lot of piecemeal, it was 2010, right? Yeah, between work and stuff. I also wasn't gaming quite as heavily as I am now, so I wasn't, like, in it as much, and I wasn't really paying attention to other games, so, like, a $60 game went really far. So I think I just powered through. But yeah, Mexico, she's a challenge.
Good Lord. The honestly, single-handedly made me put down the game and stop playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
It was just so unpleasant to play that part of the game.
Yeah. How long did you play? Are you playing now? Or do you
Yeah. I started playing it probably about a month and a half ago, and I was really enjoying it up until the point where you have to cross the river and go to Mexico. And
yeah.
At first I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And then it was just like, go to point A, go to point B. Okay, you're at point B, go back to point A. Okay, go back to point B. And then there was like that whole like little bit of storyline. Obviously, it's past the you know, the spoiler thing now, but it's still
I think a lot of people are still playing it or going back now, right?
Yeah, exactly. To prep for Red Dead 2, so I'm not going to say anything. But the story, especially when you get to Mexico, just becomes...
Bananas.
Gross.
Yeah.
So it is. I mean, I picked it up, and I have to admit, it looks absolutely stunning still. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Since I was so close to finishing Far Cry 5, I was like, okay, what's next? I feel like I want to play some more to get my... you know, get into it, get ready, like, get prepped, remember the controls. Like, I feel like it was so long ago that I played. Like, sometimes certain games, like, they stick with you, but, like, I can't pick out, like, one pinpointed moment or anything like that, because it was just so long ago, and I played it in such a long stretch. So, it happens. And then maybe after that, I'll play God of War.
Yes! You definitely should play God of War.
All right, it's time for news of the week, and it's a fair amount, so let's get into that right after this break. Alrighty then, it's time for news of the week. Catherine, what do you got for us?
Well, Steam officially announced that on May 21st, the Steam Link app will be available, where you'll be able to stream your Steam games through your mobile device.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there are going to be both support for Android, so phone, tablet, TV, and iOS, so iPhone, iPad, Apple TV. While connected via 5 gigahertz network or wired Ethernet to a host system. So, yep. So Android access is initially offered in beta. So you'll be able to play on a device. I don't know how great it's going to work, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think every title in my Steam library is a great idea. Some more than other. Stardew Valley, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. I'm not going to play The Witcher 3 on my iPad Pro.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going to, like, control all of that on the mobile device? This should be interesting.
No, but now that I have the Chromecast-enabled TV, though...
That could be interesting.
That could be interesting if I can connect my controller.
But with that being said, Simon, I have one of those controllers that you mount the phone on top and it connects Bluetooth, so you can play it that way.
Oh, yeah. Mad Cats made those at one point.
Back in the day! Yep.
Yeah. And also, they've announced that later this summer, the Steam video app is targeted for release, allowing users to enjoy the thousands of movies and shows available on Steam directly.
I cannot say I ever thought of going to Steam to watch a video.
I didn't know they had video content. Like, I was reading this blog because I was interested in the first thing, the Steam Link app. I was like, hey, that could be cool for a lot of the indie games that I never get to play. I think they'd be good on mobile. And then I read the second paragraph and I'm like, since when do they have video content? So yeah,
I thought the only video content they had was like those like kind of short videos that some developers upload about like game production and stuff like that.
I don't know,
which I don't know if that's worth downloading an app for, so I'll be kind of curious.
I mean, Valve is definitely like investing and working into making Steam a better platform, better service, mm-hmm. better community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure those two things are the best ideas right now, but hey, it's happening.
Yo, I'm just happy that, you know, we've been talking all about Valve recently and how, like, they kind of went off the beaten path to jump into hardware and stuff. I'm mm-hmm. just glad they kind of announced that they were going to come back to making games and focusing on bettering Steam as a platform and actually being in the community, like you said, you know, developing the community and talking to people. Like, it was... Like, Gaben confirmed that they were going to start working on making games again now that it kind of jumped into the hardware and the focus are going to kind of shift back to what they used to be. So I'm excited to see what the kind of stuff that can do its theme in the community, definitely. Mm-hmm. Should be cool.
It's pretty interesting to see all these companies that are now migrating more towards platforms and services rather than hardware.
Games as a service.
Yeah. All right. Allie, what have you got for us this week?
Well, I've got two things. Yes. The first is very, very, very simple because it made headlines, but there's really not much to it other than the headline. The headline is Mila Jovovich to star in Monster Hunter movie adaptation.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, why? I mean, I guess why not? I suppose.
Money.
I suppose. So, yeah, I mean, apparently they've made. Capcom has apparently cashed in on the Resident Evil movies, no matter how bad they got. And those were my guilty pleasure movies. I loved those movies, but they got bad towards the end. Apparently, they made a lot of money off of them. And so they're trying their hand at Monster Hunter. And I mean, I could see how it could be kind of good.
No, definitely.
But we'll see. I mean, I mean, the flick is going to be directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who also directed 4 of the 6 Resident Evil films. So, I mean...
So, they're essentially making Resident Evil movies, but instead of zombies, they're inputting monsters.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it looks like, yeah. Given that, like, it's the main star and the director... Wow. I don't know. Maybe we'll see like Umbrella Corps or something make like an appearance in the movie. But so yeah, like I mean, there's not much else going on at the moment. So just kind of keep that in your minds that there is going to be a Monster Hunter movie. So I mean, I think it'll be really impressive to see some of the monsters on the big screen.
Yeah,
like see like those kind of brought to life in a cinematic way would be kind of cool. And
I wonder if they can take the 3D models from the game and just up-res them or do something to just put them in the movie so they don't have to remodel all of those monsters.
Maybe. I don't know.
Remember when we went to Digital Dimension Cat and how fancy pants those models are?
Yeah.
I imagine that these ones are probably just as high quality.
Yeah. But they could probably work from them, but they would still have to enhance them for like 3D movies and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because the game is not photorealistic.
No, not true. Even close.
True. Sorry, Allie. Please continue.
Don't worry. So second bit of news, and I think comes as not a shocker, the opposite of a shocker to everyone. Boss Key Studios is shutting down. Mm. So Cliffy B's independent studio that he launched, makers of Lawbreakers and Radical Heights.
Mm-hmm.
They are shutting their doors. And I mean, you know, it is never, ever fun. Even if you're not a fan of a company's game, it's never fun to see a studio close down and to see people, you know, lose their jobs and the time and effort that went into their creation.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone kind of saw this coming. Lawbreakers flopped. Radical Heights had a little bit of hype at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly kind of got lost in the Battle Royale like hurricane that's happening at the moment. I mean, Cliffy B announced that he's going to be taking some time off to, you know, spend time with family, figure out what he wants to do, and I don't know, hopefully we'll hear from him again soon. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely saw this coming from a mile away.
Yeah, I don't think this is gonna get or keep Cliffy B down, but yeah, it feels like they took what was the second one? Not Lawbreakers. The Radical Heights. Like, it had some ideas that were cool, but there's no way they were going to get to the point in time where it was actually going to be making money and be worthwhile.
So, I think the key here, and this is in Cliff's own words, in his statement, he mm-hmm. said, "In a last-ditch attempt, we scrambled to do our take on the huge Battle Royale genre with Radical Heights."
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. It felt far too much like a cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was so obvious.
Trying to keep mm-hmm. everything
and
afloat.
Exactly. And, you know, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to stand out amongst games that are already doing so well. Mm.
I'm surprised. Sorry, Ellie, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I'm going to be interested to see what
happens in the future with Cliff, because I mean, Cliff is kind of a divisive figure in game production.
Right.
He's very opinionated. He's, you know, people either seem to love him or hate him. And yeah, it'll just be interesting to see what the future holds for him.
Yeah. Agreed.
I was going to say, I like you said, you know, no one's really surprised, but I wasn't expecting it to happen so quickly. Like, I feel like Radical Heights came out a month ago or something. Like, they were literally weeks from closing shop when they released Radical Heights, which is pretty crazy when you think about it.
That's Why would scary. They even bother to release it? Do you know what I mean? What, I guess, what do they have to lose? I mean, if they're going to close anyway, but it just seems like, well, how much money did that cost you?
Last-ditch effort, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People are speculating that Radical Heights might have been a last like you said, last-ditch effort to recoup costs from Lawbreakers. Mm. Because, I mean, Radical Heights was visually very, very, very unappealing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, you know, it was a very long production period to get that game out and through the door. Mm. So maybe it was, you know, just a proof of concept that they decided to make public and kind of take a shot on it. And it flopped, unfortunately.
Too bad.
Yep. Too
yep.
bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Simon, what do you got?
Well, for good news for all of those Deus Ex fan, myself included, in a tweet with an interview with a PC Games N, which is not sure which part of the world that's from, but David N. Fosse from Eidos Montreal pretty much stated that Deus Ex is not dead. It is not dead. It said don't expect Deus Ex 5 anytime soon, because right now they're working on the new Tomb Raider with the Crystal Dynamics. They're working on an Avengers movie, and they're working a third game. So they don't have a focus for Deus Ex right now, but they said that they would definitely be going back to the franchise in the future. So that's really good news. Human Revolution was one of my favorite games ever. Really, really loved that game, and kind of it was good. I believe not as good as Human Revolution, but I still had a good time. So yeah, good news for all you Deus Ex fans out there. It's not dead.
Nice. I didn't think it was. I figured they just needed some time.
Probably, yeah. And you know, it's for games like Deus Ex, where you have already such a massive following and previous game were successful. You know, it's okay to take your time and make sure that you release something that's going to be good and, you know, people will enjoy. So yeah, take all the time you need.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, I've decided that I'm going to start following another website to get my video game news.
Oh.
Walmart Canada. Yeah, because apparently we got this one right. Rage 2 is confirmed today.
Yeah.
So we're recording this on Monday, and a trailer was dropped by Bethesda. Apparently gameplay is coming tomorrow on Tuesday, so we'll be talking that for next week's episode. This game doesn't really, like, the trailer story doesn't really show much right yet. It's more of a mood thing, which I guess we kind of expected. Mm-hmm. If I was a betting woman, and I'm going to bet right now, I have a feeling it's going to be kind of battle reaction.
It's BR. It is 100%
yeah.
BR.
Yeah. So it's got an interesting style to it. But yeah, I have to wait and see, because right now I'm not just sold on a mood trailer. I could make that myself. So yeah, that doesn't mean it's going to be a game that I want to play.
I mean, it was live action. I mean, first, it's live action, which is kind of
exactly
different.
It's a mood trailer
to what you usually see. And like, who was honestly asking for Rage 2? Like, Rage 1 was like, it happened.
I feel like Rage is like one of those games that kind of just fell through the cracks. Like, I feel like people played it and enjoyed it, but then just moved on. You know what I mean? It wasn't a game that had like a cult following or anything. Like, the people I've talked to that have played Rage have enjoyed, like, they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But it like wasn't one of those games that, like, you know, you're always thinking about.
Mm. Yeah.
But then again, I mean, Bethesda kind of like, they keep giving us things that we don't necessarily ask them. We're like, everyone's like asking them for one thing, and they're like, oh, you want that? Okay, we'll have this instead. And we're like, damn it, Bethesda, no, that's not what we wanted.
I'm sure they'll find a new platform to release Skyrim on. Just look.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I mean, what else can it come out on? Is it out on mobile?
No.
Not yet.
Then it's going to come out on mobile.
Via the Steam Link app.
Literally mobile version of Skyrim.
Here's the thing, though, that I'm like totally appreciating from Bethesda is like they're totally owning this whole leak shit. Like, they're making it work. I'm pretty sure this was supposed to be part of their one of their conferences, an E3 thing or whatever presentation. But yeah, they're totally owning this. Like, they've got, obviously, the leak came out and they were like, screw it. We're going to put out the trailer, and tomorrow they're doing gameplay. But one of their tweets is from Rage, see the gameplay trailer tomorrow, even if it leaks early. And then they've got like a gif of like a fancy pants leak protection thing. It's something from like the shopping network or something like that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting to, you know, like, they kind of got in front of this, and I think they were like, okay, people are already talking. Let's get the news out there, even if it's before, if it's kind of like breaking part of the E3 experience for some folks, because their presentation is on June 10th. So
yeah, I mean, they were saying that it's going to be the longest presentation they ever made. So I guess it will be a little less long now that Rage 2 is already out.
Yeah, exactly.
The way I see it is, if they feel confident enough to go ahead and announce Rage right now, then I think they have something big up their sleeves for the press conference. I feel like there's something else going on that they feel will carry the show. I mean, I don't think Rage 2 is supposed to carry the show anyways, but if they feel comfortable enough just getting out, you know, kind of making, you know, the best of it, I have high hopes now.
Agreed. And the thing is, too, like, if we had just all, like, pondered this for a little while and it came out that day, then people were like, oh, yeah, that was leaked in that thing, whatever. But now it's actually, like, news. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think it's getting more, maybe even more publicity than it would have in the middle of Bethesda's E3 press conference during a week of video game news, right?
So, I'm curious, Ali. You're excited about what from Bethesda?
Is that part of our predictions? Possibilities? All right, I got one more thing, guys.
Go.
Star Fox. You know how much I like Star Fox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you adore Star Fox. It's a favorite game.
Well, especially earlier games. Yeah. Earlier games. Okay. Cool. So, here's the thing.
Yes.
Star Fox is going to have a racing game. Potentially. Okay. Coming to the Nintendo Switch. Potentially called Star Fox Grand Prix.
Oh.
What you think about them apples?
Do we know if it's going to be on the floor? On the floor, like ground floor? Is it going to be like in space? Or do
it's
we...
more leaks.
Ah, okay.
So, you willing to play a Star Fox racing game?
Meh.
And there you have it. Nobody cares.
I don't know. Mario Kart's pretty cool.
I know, exactly. All right, guys. I think that's it for news this week. It's been so much. But I want to get into all them E3 predictions. So we're going to do that right after this break. All right, everybody. Drum roll, please. It's time. We're all going to be putting on our thinking caps. Because we're going to start betting around E3 2018. That's right. This year, we've decided to do this a little differently. And we're going to go around the table. We're going to do each of us has five predictions they're going to make. And then we're going to keep tally of those and then find out at the end of E3 2018 who has the sixth sense when it comes to video games. So, want to remind you that you can participate in this and play along as well by tweeting us or Facebook messaging or even joining our Discord channel. That's discord.me/girlsongames to join in on the fun and let us know your predictions and who you think has all the smarts and knows all the futures. So, as of this point, I got to set some ground rules, okay? So, as of this point, today, we are May 14th? Are we the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. If any of your predictions happen to come true from now until the end of E3, then it counts as a point. Because there's so many leaks and things happening that if we started putting in stuff where it's like, oh, but it got leaked and then it got confirmed and yada, yada, yada. No. Okay. If the news comes out as of today, up until the end of E3, it counts. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I am going to be getting a prize for the person who is the smartest of us all. Okay? All right, so we're going to go around each of us one at a time, you know, in each round, talking about what our prediction is, okay? And then we'll keep tally. It'll be up on the website. And it's going to be really fun. Well, let's get into this. So I'm going to start with Catherine. Catherine, what is your prediction number one?
Mine is a bit of a trend. Sorry if it sounds generic. But I think this year will be the year for games and services. We've had a lot of E3s about hardware. With the Xbox One X, the PS4 Pro, VR being a thing, PSVR, and the Switch. Last year was the Switch. I think this year, all the hardware is out. This year, it's all about games and services. So, you know, the Xbox Games Pass is going to probably get a major announcement. Nintendo's already announced that their subscription service is coming. And I think, like, EA's already announced this year a partnership with WB Games to include WB Games in their EA Origin, EA Access thing. So this year, it's all going to be about the platforms and the services and what you can get for gaming on their, in their ecosystem. That's my number one prediction.
So how are we going to count that as a point?
It has to be more than two press conferences where they talk about it.
Okay.
Makes sense?
There's all these rules that I didn't know about at the time.
Well, how else do we count the point? Like, if you mention it in one press conference...
That's fair. That's totally fair. No, for but something I think like that,
It's going to be easy to see if it's an overarching trend.
Trend, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Where it's like they're announcing like another game a la Rainbow Six Siege or a la... Where it's like, you know, Rainbow Six Siege this year confirmed a 10-year plan. Like, which other game is going to come out and confirm this? Just like these long-term haul of selling you not just a game or a piece of hardware or something that you're going to throw away, but just like, I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot. There's going to be Netflix type announcements and things like that. I think, like, if we see the overarching trend, it's going to count as a point. I'm taking a big risk by saying something this generic, to be honest, but I see it coming a mile away.
Okay.
I like that one. All right, Allie, how about your first prediction?
My first prediction is that there's going to be a new Fable announced.
Ooh.
This year. Yeah.
I like that.
I feel it. I feel it in me bones that there's going to be a new Fable announced. And it's obviously not going to be... Okay, a little emotional for me. It's not going to be made by Lionhead. But it'll be another studio, obviously. But there will be a Fable announcement. And it's going to be like a full-fledged RPG. It's not going to be a card game. It's not going to be a MOBA. It's going to be a full-fledged RPG.
Fable BR.
Don't get me started about the Fable Connect game.
BR for everybody. Yeah. You get a BR.
Oh, I thought you said VR. I thought you said VR. Oh, God. Fable BR. Don't. Why? Why do you bring the people down on me?
Yeah, I did say BR. No, I said Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
I heard VR as in like virtual reality.
Yeah, I can see both of those things are awful. Though.
No. Yeah. No.
Deny.
So, yes. First prediction, Fable game.
Cool. Cool. Simon, prediction number one.
Yeah. I am saying that we will be seeing From Software Shadows Die Twice.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like they put a little teaser trailer with just 6 months ago, I want to say now. I feel like it's probably time. I feel like they're going to be there at the... and I feel like it's going to be a PlayStation exclusive. A la Bloodborne.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I think, I don't know exactly what kind of game it's going to be about. Some people are talking about Tenchu, whatever, which From Software made way back when on PS1. I don't think it's going to be Bloodborne. I don't think it's going to be Dark Souls 4. I think it's going to be a new IP or Tenchu, and it's going to be PS4 exclusive, and we'll have more news at E3.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That is my prediction number one.
Nice one. All right, my prediction number one. And our friend Uva is going to like this one. I think we're going to see a new Paper Mario game announced.
Ooh, yeah. That would be a good one.
Yeah, and I think on the Switch, it could be really interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take it on the go. And I don't think, like, I did enjoy the color splash or what was it that we played last year. But, I felt like it wasn't nearly as in-depth as previous Paper Mario games. Like, I felt a little childlike. Mm-hmm. But I think we could really do something interesting. And since we just had Odyssey, I think this would fit in really well.
But, like, not the port. You're saying, like, a brand fucking
new I want a
game.
New one.
Okay.
I mean, the port would be cool, but I'm thinking, nah, I'd like to see a new one. Because I'm thinking about all the different, like, we've already talked about Smash Brothers, we know, and, like, Pokemon's coming at some point, and Metroid's coming at some point, and we know Yoshi's coming, and Captain Toad is coming back, and all that kind of stuff. I was like, okay, well, what are we missing? And I feel like if we're going to continue the Mario thing, another big game would be Paper Mario. So, that's my 2 cents on that one. Okay, time for round two. Catherine, what do you got?
Square Enix is back with a conference. That means they have enough announcement to fill a conference. So get ready for Kingdom Hearts 3 and the Final Fantasy VII remaster re-editing, rehashing.
At the okay. Sonic rehashing.
So that's my second prediction. If Square Enix is back, that means they have a major... major property coming back, and it's not Final Fantasy because we just had Final Fantasy 15. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking the big drive for this is Kingdom Hearts 3 with FF7 buffing for them to justify the budget for this presentation.
I think that's a very intelligent prediction. Because, I mean, why else would they have a big press conference? What are they going to talk about? Well, I mean, they got Lara Croft, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, but I feel like that's so close to being out that it's E3 worthy, but it's still close to being out.
But that prediction is going to tie in with my next one.
Okay, then we'll wait for that. Allie, what's your prediction number two?
My prediction number two is that there is not going to be a release date announced for Death Stranding.
Oh! Of course not.
That's pretty good.
That's my sassy one. That's my sassy one. But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we're not going to hear anything. I think we're going to see potentially. We're going to see another cinematic trailer. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. we might see some gameplay, but there's mm-hmm. not going to be a release date.
No release date on Death Stranding. Yeah, that would be very salty of them.
I feel like the game is actually waiting for Death Stranding.
The game? Oh,
yeah,
you mean
like,
the game.
Okay. The game is waiting for Death. Like, this is like Kojima's biggest mindfuck ever. Is like, there's no actual game.
He's playing us all.
Yeah. So yeah, there we go. That's my second prediction.
Nice. Simon, how about you? Prediction number two.
Yeah, it's a little something that I think Ali will be excited about, but I think that we will be seeing a Halo 6 announcement.
Yes.
Because last year, Microsoft, Xbox One X, the whole thing, Scorpio, mm-hmm. cool stuff. I think this year it's going to be really focused more on games, and I feel like it is the time for Halo 6 to be released and announced.
Yeah, that was my last prediction.
Oh, no way! Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, Microsoft needs a big IP announcement, so yeah. I was like, is it Halo or Gears of War? Halo or Gears of War?
Maybe
so.
Both.
Simon, I will up your prediction.
Oh.
I think that there will be some kind of beta announced as well for Halo 6.
Ooh.
Okay.
For like potentially the end of this year, beginning of next year.
Wow. All
right.
Well, if you get that right, you're getting bonus points.
That's not fair.
All right. My prediction number two is continuing on this, sort of.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you guys saw this news, but this really caught my eye. Nintendo Switch is getting a update, the Better for Everyone update for Minecraft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is getting achievements for Xbox. Okay. Here's my prediction. Master Chief is a playable character in Smash.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. That's...
Why Master
Chief? they've done other ones. I was just thinking that would make sense. I mean, it would also make sense if it was the dude from Minecraft. I just think the hype would be real if it was like Master Chief and like on the in the Nintendo Direct, like on out comes Phil Spencer to talk about it, or if something happens at it wouldn't be at the Xbox conference because that would happen the next day, and it's since it's on a Nintendo platform. But yeah, I thought that might be kind of cool. And they've had other cross-platform
Snake.
Characters. They have Snake. Have they had Sonic?
Yeah, but Sonic is Nintendo IP.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not.
It's on the Nintendo related, console.
Related. But yeah, they've had Sega. Snake and stuff. So I think it could happen.
That would be a bold choice.
That's very bold.
That would be a mic drop moment.
Yeah.
Imagine though.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Smash Brothers, and then out comes Master Chief.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo
Master Chief or something.
Nintendo and Microsoft have been like playing nice together, so yeah. I could totally see that happening.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because this whole cross-platform play thing, and I'm actually really intrigued by it. I want to get. I haven't jumped into Minecraft on my Switch yet, but I'm gonna go and buy this version when it comes out. I think it's like the 22nd of June or something like that. So like right after E3. But yeah, the concept of one getting achievements, Xbox achievements on my Switch, and then being able to play with other Xbox and Android and iOS and PC players at the same time. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool.
Very
cool.
All right, time for round three. Catherine.
I have another trend, but I think it's going to be very obvious that it's going to be easy to tally. And my next trend is Switch port here, Switch port there, Switch ports everywhere.
Yeah.
You get a Switch port and you get a Switch port.
So Square Enix is back with a conference. I think they're going to announce a lot of back catalog coming to Switch. To be honest, I think Bethesda's going to have something else that they're putting on Switch. This is something that they haven't put on Switch yet. I'm guessing Fallout. Is Fallout on Switch?
Nope.
Fallout 4 is coming to Switch.
you heard it here first.
Yep. Confirmed.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if EA announces their first Switch, major Switch port. Right now, would they have just a FIFA game?
Oh, a sports game could work on Switch.
Yeah, well, they did a FIFA game. I'm trying to think if there was anything EA.
But I'm thinking a lot of third party will be announcing some titles that are getting Switch ports.
Cool.
That's my
next
prediction.
And defining Switch port, you're saying games already released on another platform, they're now putting it on Switch.
Yeah, like Dark Souls.
Okay.
Like the best of the catalog. South Park: The Fractured Butthole. A lot of devs are putting their games out on the platforms they know, and then after that putting it on Switch with a bit of a delay. But I'm thinking a lot of back catalog is going to make their way to Switch to get into that pool of new players of Nintendo has a lot of closed fanboys, so, or just the idea of being able to take it on the go might get people to get back on those games. So Switch ports here, Switch ports there, Switch ports everywhere.
Nice. Allie, number three.
My third prediction, and this is we were joking about this before we started recording the podcast, that our predictions were kind of wish lists at the same time. this is very much a wish list item, but I predict, please God, let me be right. I predict we will see something Elder Scrolls related from Bethesda.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about Elder Scrolls Online.
No.
I'm talking about I'm talking about 6? The follow-up to Skyrim.
Yes.
Elder Scrolls 6. I mean, there's been a lot going on in this in the Elder Scrolls universe lately. We've got, the Switch port, we've got the backwards Morrowind. Compatibility, the remaster, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's all, there's stuff going on, and I just it's time. It's been 7 years?
Yeah.
7 years since Skyrim?
Yeah, and they just keep
pushing that scene,
pushing.
You know that scene in Harry Potter where Sirius Black is like, I've done my waiting 12 years of in Azkaban for it. That's what I feel like right now. Just okay, Bethesda,
We were patient.
So I think we're going to see a lot from Bethesda, but I firmly believe that there's going to be an Elder Scrolls announcement.
And if this Bethesda press conference is as big as you guys say it's going to be, They got to pack it with something, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. All right, Simon, number three.
Well, this was my number four, but I'm going to bump it to number three because it's kind of relevant to what Ali was saying. Mm-hmm. And my prediction for number three was that we will not be seeing any Elder Scrolls news.
Oh,
you're playing against one another.
It was I actually had written it down. I had written it down saying we're not going to see any Elder Scrolls because I remember clearly reading less than a year ago Bethesda saying our focus of Elder Scrolls content right now is Elder Scrolls Online. We're not working on anything else. Could they be lying? They could be lying, definitely. But I feel like we're not going to see new Elder Scrolls content other than Elder Scrolls Online.
So yeah, you're right. They did say that. That was like, what, 2 years ago now? 2 years ago?
Yeah, but 2 years is not enough to work on the new Elder Scrolls game.
No, but very specific wording that they use. So I've got hope. I've got hope.
I have no hopes that I'm saying.
One of you will win a point, the other one will lose a point.
Yeah. So that's
it
my...
It could be the tiebreaker.
That's my third prediction.
Nice. My third prediction, something I've been looking forward to for a long time, pretty much since I started my PSN account. I would really like to change my PSN name. That would be really nice. For fuck's sakes.
Very good.
IU 56 needs to go. I need to change it to GOG Leah for crying out loud.
Keep asking, who the fuck is IU? What the fuck is an IU?
IU is a. It was.
I know what it
is.
The
thing when you make these names when you are freaking 12 years old,
and you choose your favorite J-pop artist,
and then I go on to start a video game website, and I have to leave that as my PSN name forever too.
Yep.
But
fucking
yeah.
Rip.
It would be really nice. I would much appreciate changing my PSN name. Oh, Lord. All right, round four. Catherine, what do you got?
Okay. Death Stranding.
Yes.
Gameplay.
Mm, okay. Mm.
I'm going bold. I'm like, extended trailer. Yeah, it's gonna. Duh.
Okay.
But we're. Maybe they won't explain the gameplay. Maybe they won't. You know, show you what it's about, or you won't know what the game is about. But at one point, we're gonna get in-game shit.
Mm-hmm.
I want.
So you'll see like a HUD and stuff.
And
just
what?
I don't
the
know.
User interface.
Oh,
or even just like what clearly looks like a character and somebody controlling a camera, like a vertical slice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna gameplay. It might still be cryptic. It is fucking Kojima. But I want somebody on stage pretending they're playing a pre-made demo.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yay for faking E3 press conferences gameplay footage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, Kat. Allie, number four.
My fourth prediction is that we will see two new original first-party IPs from Xbox.
Ooh. Two?
Yep, two.
Ooh.
Two. I mean, Phil Spencer said several years ago that they know what the community wants. They know they want more first party games.
Yeah.
And I think there's been lots of rumors about the new studio they opened up. And I think that it's we've given them enough time now to actually have something to show at a conference like E3.
Hmm.
So yeah.
Makes sense, because, I mean, that's the thing. PlayStation has that down right now with their exclusives. Xbox needs some of that love, too, for themselves.
Yep, so I think we're going to see two new original first-party IPs.
Cool.
Yep.
Simon, number four?
Yep. We will be seeing a Cyberpunk trailer and release date. Both of these things we will be seeing. We know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to see a trailer and we're going to see a release date as well.
I think it's going to be on the Xbox stage this year.
That's what I was about to ask. I'm not going to make anybody bet this because you already made your prediction, but you think it's going to be Xbox?
Yep. I think it's going to be on the Xbox stage.
That might be smart on Xbox front, but I could also see PlayStation wanting to vie for that as well. Should be interesting.
I have a feeling.
Yep.
My number four, Batman. Ooh. More Batman. I think Rocksteady's coming back. We're going to get a new Batman game, and I'd be very excited to play that.
Nice.
All right, we're getting to the end, folks. It's time for our last round. Round 5. Catherine, fight!
Well, mine was that Microsoft was going to announce their next like big IP, their Halo 6 or Gears of War. So okay. We've already covered that. So unless you want me to make one up.
Well, you can't say Gears of War. That I didn't talk about that.
Well, I was thinking either Halo or Gears of War because they're the two that are due for the next one.
How
so.
About both?
Okay. Why not both?
Mm-hmm. Why not both?
Like JPEG. The taco ad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Allie, how about you? Number 5?
My number 5 is Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that'd be so nice.
Beach. Yeah, so I think we're going to see an Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch, and it's going to be like the biggest game so far. I think
for Animal Crossing, large like scale.
Yeah, large scale. I'm not talking like Breath of the Wild scale, but I'm talking like several different maps. More mechanics than we have seen so far in the game. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a big one. I think it's going to be a reimagining basically of the Animal Crossing series.
And if everybody on this panel right now, you are definitely the Animal Crossing aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have like 400 hours in New Leaf for nothing.
Exactly. So you'd be pleasing Allie, Nintendo, if you decided to drop that.
I mean, that's like one of their big sellers, right? Is Animal Crossing. I mean, that's exactly. Like, you know, you've got like Fire Emblem, Animal Crossing. Like, those are the ones that people want to see, mm-hmm. right? So, and I think the time is right for that. I think the platform, the Switch, is right for that.
Mm-hmm.
So fingers crossed. Now's the time, Nintendo. Now's the time.
I think she's excited.
I'm a little bit frantic. Like there's like a slight desperation. Like
you mean Animal Crossing Pocket Camp didn't like make your
scratch
you
the itch.
Okay? Scratch the itch. Get your fix.
We don't talk about that, Leah. We don't talk about it.
That game never existed.
Me.
Yes. Like oh god. And just like you got any more of that Animal Crossing? But yeah. No. I think. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Indeed. Simon, your final prediction?
Yeah. For my final prediction, I am saying that Anthem will be released in 2019.
I thought they confirmed it.
Did they?
I thought they slated it for a 2019 release.
Really? I didn't
and
see
she
that.
And goes to the Google.
2019.
Well, all right, pick another one that's already
Wait,
announced.
One second. Anthem game release date confirmed for March 2019.
Do something else around Anthem.
God damn, Simon!
It'll suck on release.
But no, we need to end this by the end of E3 2018.
Okay, I have another one. We'll have a title for the Pokemon Switch game.
Yay!
Okay,
I like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good. Okay. And final prediction is mine! And I think we're getting another Splinter Cell game. Woo!
Oh. Splinter. Well, yeah, Sam Fisher made it to Wildlands.
Yep. So I think that was a prep. And yeah, looking at Ubisoft's lineup, and I was like, well, we just did an Assassin's Creed. And we just did a Far Cry. Okay. And we had a South Park. So I think it's time for some Splinter Cell.
Yeah, it was in the Walmart leak, too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's true. And you know,
so
Walmart
Leah wins
is
a point
where,
by default.
And Walmart is where I get all of my news for video games.
The new Kotaku. The new Kotaku.
Oh my
Walmart.ca.
God. My new Reddit, Walmart Canada. Oh my god, so silly. Folks, thanks. This is great. Do you have plans for watching E3? I have taken 2 days off work so that I can watch.
Wow.
Yep. I'm gonna have it in the background, especially while the UB conference is gonna be key for me, day job. Yep. But I'm just gonna have them in the background and look and stuff that I'm not gonna stay up to see extra stuff. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look up maybe supercuts and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and just like check the boxes to see if I win this fucking thing.
I'll be. How about you, Allie? How are you watching?
I'll probably be like live streaming commentary. For each of the presentations.
Cool.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be sharing that one out. Simon, how about you?
I'm not sure. I might be packing because I'm going to be moving like a week after.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to watch him live. Maybe I'll take some days off or something. I'm really excited. I don't know if Devolver Digital confirmed that they were doing another presentation this year. Okay. I know last year fucking blew me away. It was so fucking
I
funny.
Love their stuff.
It was so fucking
I
funny.
I love their
they
stuff.
They actually tweeted something very interesting.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Today. They said, hey, young people, what unannounced game should we announce at E3? So, Simon... Simon,
nice.
You've got something
nice.
Coming.
Nice.
So.
Oh, my God. It was the best last year. It was so good.
I hope they tease the next Concerned Ape. No, they're not with the... Oh, no, he's with
Chucklefish.
Never mind.
But you never know. No, that might actually get announced. Or they might announce something with one of the other consoles and say it's coming there first. You never know.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
What is it called? So. Witchbrook?
No, that's not his game. That's a Chucklefish game.
Oh, right. He hasn't announced what he's doing yet.
Nope. He delivered the last content of Stardew Valley for the next update. And then he's like, now I'm doing something else. But we
moving
don't
on.
But maybe it's too early. Maybe it's too early. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Sorry,
never
fangirling.
Know. Never know. Never know. All right. And of course, we want to know your predictions for E3 2018. So tweet them at us at the Girls on Games, Facebook, Girls on Games, Discord.me/Girls on Games. You can holler at any of us on our normal socials. We're going to be giving those to you right in a moment because it's time to close out this show. So thank you once again for an amazing week of video games. Of course, want to thank our wonderful website hosting partner, Fun.io. If you're looking for website hosting of any size, be it large, like a big VPS server, because you want to run an e-commerce site and something spiffy or something crazy like that, or you want something smaller like a WordPress blog, you should go check them out. How's the stream team going there, Simon?
Doing fantastic. The bot's working on the Discord again, so that's good.
Yay for API updates.
So that's good news.
The little things.
Yeah, no, everyone's doing well. Allie, what are you streaming now?
Oh God, just put me on the spot.
I just want to know what game you're streaming because you're part of the stream team. So
yeah, I'm gonna be streaming the second episode of The Council, which I'm super excited about. I'm probably gonna be streaming some more Conan Exiles as well as probably some sneaky State of Decay 2 in there. But I get very stressed when I play that game, so no promises I'll be able to perform under pressure.
As long as you're just as stressed as when you're playing Dark Souls, I will watch it.
That was
entertaining. That game cost me $10 at Redbox and took 10 years off my life.
Worth it. So yeah, if you wanna watch the wonderful Allie stream or anyone else from our stream team, girlsonthegames.tv.
Sweet. Catherine, what's going on the website?
We've got two new reviews. So we have our review of Monster Prom, the latest visual novel craze, which apparently has a multiplayer in it. Okay.
What?
Yeah, there's a co-op play or something, or you play once against the other, but it's
interesting.
It is interesting. So I know I might pick it up and see if I can gift it to either Uva or Alice and see if we can play together.
So you can double team some monsters.
Yeah, see who gets to get the best promposal. And of course we have Simon's review of God of War.
Yay!
Full on review. You heard him talk about it on the podcast, but now you can go read about it and then leave comments and dissect everything.
And tell me that I'm wrong or I'm right.
Yeah. Mostly wrong.
Hopefully.
Blame small.
Mostly.
All right, thanks so much. And of course, I want to thank Kat, Allie, and Simon for being on this panel today. I want to give you a chance to shout out your social media handle. So Kat, give it a go.
I'm CSDebien, CSDESBIENS on Twitter and Instagram. That's mostly where I hang out. Or you can find me on the Girls on Games Discord shitposting.
Nice. That was graphic. Allie, how about you?
You can find me as 8BitBlonde pretty much everywhere on the internet, including Mixer, Twitter, and Xbox Live.
Brilliant. Simon, how about you, my friend?
I am GOGSimonM on Twitter, and I host an eSport podcast. So if you're into eSport, we talked about Ninja and Fortnite in the latest episode. So check it out, Buffs and Nerfs on Twitter.
Nice. And I'm Leah Jew, our most social media platforms. If I could even talk now, that's what happens at the end of the podcast. I'm GOG Leah on Xbox Live and Mixer. But of course, you want to know everything there is to know about Girls on Games. You can track us down on Facebook and Twitter at The Girls on Games. We are Girls on Games on Instagram. Discord.me/Girls on Games to continue this lovely conversation about video games and way more. But of course, if you ever need to know anything at all, you can track that down at our home base. That is girlsongames.ca. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Alu. Thank you, Simon. Thank you for listening. It's been another wonderful week of video games, and I'm going to go finish Far Cry. So peace. I'm out.